When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a feeling.
It is time for the vibe check this Thursday morning. What's up, guys? We're just checking in. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
in.
On those good vibes. This is your best one yet.
I know.
You're on fire today. It is July 17th. Yeah. Our friends are here. Let's get over to them.
Mm. What is happening this morning?
Are you straightening your hair?
No.
Something's burning.
Absolutely not. I'm what curling is... it. All right. Let's see here. Who is here? We have Kevin Wang in. Kevin says, good morning. How is everybody? Vibes are high today because I'm not going to work. No, you are not, Kevin. Don't go to work.
Hey, what's up? Is everything okay?
We fully support you not going to work. So do what you need to do. Ashley's here. She said, hi, vibes are good this morning. All of my kids are cooperating so far for summer camp. So that's a mom win for me. Getting up at 6 a.m. to go to summer camp is diabolical.
Oh, my God.
Do what you need to do.
Yeah, that is...
She's like, mommy's got to work to pay for your camp.
All week, too.
I know. And then who else is here? We have our girl Katie here as well. She said, vibes are in a good spot today because I'm finally leaving my toxic boyfriend or ex, she should say.
Yeah, pop off.
See ya.
Good for you.
Bye, queen.
Spill the tea. Like, what?
I know. Get into the nitty gritty.
What happened? It's like, I can't stand when people on Facebook, we get all invested in a relationship and then it's just over, pictures deleted. It's like, hey, we need closure. What the hell happened?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are just sky high.
Good.
Yeah. So far, no side effects with that new cholesterol medication.
Well, you have to take it for there to be side effects.
Yeah, no, I have been. But for the most part, yeah, I think I might come out tonight for Party in the Park.
Come through.
Yeah, I might come through tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty decent night, I think, as far as the weather's concerned.
Yeah. I'm hosting Cruel Summer tonight at MLK Park, Junior Park, right in the heart of downtown. The Taylor Swift tribute band for Party in the Park. So come through. Come say hi. I'll be on stage. If you want VIP, I can maybe talk to somebody. I don't know.
All right. Well, just don't overpromise and underdeliver. Is that one of the reasons your vibes is this up?
Yeah, tonight? Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited. It'll be good. Obviously, I love Alyssa and Matt. They are friends
of the show,
family of the show. And I just love when the community comes together under the stars.
Sure.
With nice weather and vibes in the air. So it'll be good. I'm excited.
The food trucks, the music, the people watching is out of this world.
Out of this world.
In the city, of course. That's tonight. And what time's the show kick off?
I think everything starts at 5 o'clock, 5:30-ish.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's two different bands. So there's one band and then Cruel Summer goes on. I think it's 7, but don't quote me.
Yes, yeah. I was trying to think of the BB Dang. is the other band that's performing, right, with Cruel Summer. We got to talk about this coming up on the show this morning. Thank you guys for the good vibes, too. There's new information that's emerged about the Crescent Beach restaurant in Greece.
I can't. It's a horror. It's a horror story.
It really is. And there's court documents that reveal that the restaurant received a letter of intent from a potential buyer. We'll tell you all about that coming up next. And the question we're asking is, when do you finally just burn it down?
Burn it down.
That's next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, welcome back to the show. There is new information that has emerged about the Crescent Beach restaurant in Greece, which has been abandoned for quite some time. Court documents revealed that the restaurant received a letter of intent from a potential buyer in April. Are we all in agreement that this place is cursed?
Burn it down.
It's been abandoned since 2013.
Well, like, then it was bought.
With multiple buyers promising to make it this glamorous waterfront property. Yes.
One of which went to jail. Or, I don't know. Did she go to jail?
Not yet. Okay. When is it finally time to burn it down and restart it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. It's just not. It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right. It's like trying to move into a house where there's been multiple murders. Like, nothing goes right.
It's just trying to fit a...
That's right.
Round peg in a square hole.
Locals
not gonna work.
Are speculating that Wegman Companies, Inc. might be interested in purchasing the restaurant. Jay Wegman, vice president of operations, said that there's been no progression but declined to provide further details. Perfect. That tells us nothing. The restaurant's previous owner, Catherine Mott Formicola, forfeited it to the U.S. government last December after pleading guilty to money laundering.
Right.
Kathy's been a naughty girl, hasn't she?
She's
been
really very.
We do not reward bad behavior on this show, Brazy.
What? I would just die for an update on her. But
well, Greasetown leaders confirmed there's a deal on the table, but did not disclose details about the potential buyer. So everything is hush hush right now. But Catherine Mott says her sentencing was initially scheduled for May, but then they moved it to next month, early August. So then we're gonna find out. What's going on with that? The restaurant's previous owner, Catherine, forfeited it to the U.S. government last December after buying it. After pleading guilty to money laundering. So no, you can't do that, Catherine.
All righty. There it is.
Coming up on the show, we should go halvesies.
Yeah.
On Crescent Beach.
For sure. Talk about lighting your money on fire.
Who is still having play dates with their son's ex-girlfriend? Julie from Fairport is getting vulnerable this morning and says she's sick of her mother-in-law hanging out with her husband's ex. It's disrespectful.
It's just, like, honestly weird.
I don't know. How can you possibly think this is okay? We're going to break down the full story for you coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Julie from Fairport just got real vulnerable with us this morning. And honestly, I'm not trying to take sides, but shame on the mother-in-law.
Uh-oh.
Julie writes, "Hi guys, would you be so kind to air a message for me? I've been married to my husband for a year now. And the issue is that my mother-in-law is still hanging out with his ex like they're besties. They do girl lunches, shopping trips, happy hours, and it's gotten so bad that sometimes I find out after the fact that his ex was there, and I've talked to my husband about it more than once, and he says, they're just friends, don't worry about it. Not to spill all my dirty laundry on the radio, but his mom doesn't even know the real reason they broke up. His ex cheated on him.
God.
My husband never told her, and because of that, I'm pretty sure his mom, low-key, thinks I'm the homewrecker who came in and broke them up. I've tried so many times to play it cool, but I'm starting to feel completely disrespected. I feel like a side character in my own freaking marriage, and I'm so close to telling his mom everything just to make it stop, but my husband is adamantly against it. Does anyone know how I would get my mother-in-law to cut the cord with this ex without going full psycho and blowing up the secret my husband is too embarrassed to admit for whatever reason. Okay, what are your suggestions on this?
I can't believe he like never revealed why they broke up. That's insane.
Right. I don't understand why the husband's keeping that as a secret from his mom. Is he embarrassed? Why does she not know that the reason her son and ex are no longer together is because she cheated on him?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if a woman cheated on me and my mom was casually still doing girl lunches and spa treatments with her, I would raise some hell.
Well, I mean, we also need to take into account, like, we don't know the entire backstory of, like, if they were family friends prior or anything of that nature. But I do think it gets tough with that. Also, kind of weird on the ex for wanting that.
Well, she's probably trying to stir something up.
Yeah.
You're telling me your husband is just casually chill about this. Babe, they're friends. Chill. What?
I mean, if he doesn't have to get involved, I guess it doesn't really affect him other than the fact that it's highly annoying.
Well, you know men. They like to stay out of things. You know what I mean? They're like,
whatever.
Don't worry about it. That's our favorite line.
Don't worry about it.
Right. PXY, hello.
You guys are... This is crazy. You guys are so freaking insecure. You know, are you just kidding me right now?
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Good morning.
Listen. You know, so what if a mother-in-law likes the ex? Really? You know, how is that a crime?
You see nothing wrong with that. You're causing a wedge in between the relationship.
Come on. Listen, let me tell you something. I got three daughters, okay?
Listen,
my youngest daughter's going through a divorce for obvious reasons, okay? I can't talk about it.
Legally, yeah.
But and the guy's a total deadbeat, okay? He's dead to me, all right? However, let me tell you something. My oldest daughter is dating a guy who I freaking love. I love this guy, okay?
She is dating him?
Well, she was dating him. She was dating. Listen, I tell her every day how stupid she is for leaving, you know? Two of us still talk all the time on Facebook. He's such a gentleman. He's such a great guy.
Teresa, Teresa.
Let me tell you something.
Teresa, listen. Mind your own business.
Listen, you guys should learn something from this guy, okay?
For sure.
If this girl, Julie, is threatened, you know, maybe she's not that secure in her marriage, right? Okay. Don't punish the mother-in-law for having friends.
You are out of your mind. Teresa, how do you see nothing wrong with this?
That's right. Listen, these kids today are clueless, okay? So basically, this woman's mother-in-law found people she can hang with, you know, and connect with during her retirement. And she's jealous over that?
It's just first of all, you finding friends and friendship in your son or daughter's ex-lover is weird. Like, bringing them around, talking about them.
It is a big deal. Because Julie chick is worried about a couple happy hours. Oh, my God. Don't make me laugh. This is crazy.
Teresa, put yourself in her shoes. What if your husband's ex was constantly coming around hanging out with your mother-in-law? You would have no problem with that? You would feel
More power to him.
You are in such denial right now.
You're also in the minority.
Listen, it sounds like Julie's got some insecurity issues, okay? My oldest daughter's ex is beautiful. If that person is a great person, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
All the time at Wedge Windsor at his job. The guy is freaking beautiful.
Teresa.
Don't get it.
What do you mean you run into him all the time at his job?
You know, don't even worry about it. The guy is freaking beautiful. Don't worry about him
and wanting to date him.
Oh, my God, Teresa.
Please. You two need to just stop enabling people on the radio. You're ridiculous. You know,
enabling?
I love you, Teresa. Wow. I got to let you go. First of all, I don't even know. You're retired. Thanks for being up early and listening to the show. But, my God, it's early.
Always up early.
Always have something
to
say.
Listen, I got to go have my coffee, okay?
Oh, yeah. You haven't done that already.
Too much for me.
Bye, Teresa.
Let me go have that.
All right, bye, Teresa.
What just happened? No, what just happened? I blacked out. She needs help.
I wish I was as lucky as you were. Alyssa says, first of all, Julie, If you're listening, do not listen to Teresa. You need to tell your mother-in-law and your husband to snap out of it. This is not okay.
Right.
Alyssa says, I'm sorry, but this is insane. Julie's husband is spineless for letting his mom keep hanging with this woman. If he won't speak up, then yes, she has every right to.
Yeah, this person says, I'm sorry, but red flag from the husband. He should be in full support of his new wife and support the mom cutting the cord for that relationship with the ex. Also, did they have kids? Because that would make it a completely different story.
Did not.
So.
Yeah, they did not have kids. Hey, good morning, guys. Teresa might have had a point about insecurity, but she completely lost me when she called Julie jealous over a couple happy hours. Her son's ex cheated. It's not about drinks, Teresa. Teresa lost you when she called Julie jealous? She lost us when she said hello.
No, literally. I was like, sure.
98 PXY traffic.
Things still moving pretty well out there for you on this Thursday morning. Thruway, no delays in either direction. All through the area, 490 through Pittsburgh. You're moving at posted speeds from the Thruway into downtown. 390 moves well from the Thruway up to 490. 490 on the west side looks good as you head into town through Gates. I'm Alan Carr with the latest from the Barnes Farm Traffic Center. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
100% non-anonymous. This is for every parent this morning who's ever sat in the bleachers or on the sidelines trying not to lose their mind.
Yeah.
One mom who we'll call Rebecca reached out and said, my 13-year-old son is on a travel team, works hard, shows up to every practice, never complains, but the coach almost never puts him in the game. He barely plays. And what kills me is that my son still wants to stay on this stupid team. He just loves being a part of it. And I get that, but I have spent over a couple of $1,000s on this travel league to allow my son to play soccer, not ride the bench.
Right.
As a parent, it's breaking my heart to watch him get passed over week after week, and I'm just so close to going off. I thought about saying something to the coach, just laying it all out there, but my husband keeps telling me, stay out of it. Shame on some of these head coaches and leagues who have no problem taking your money and not playing your child. It feels like a scam to me. This also happened to my sister's kid who plays for the Greased Cobras. So now I'm torn. Do I let my kid keep sitting on the bench because he loves a team? Or do I step in and finally say something because I'm really starting to lose patience here?
She's losing it. She's absolutely losing it.
We'll call this mom Rebecca this morning. But parents, what would you do? Do you let your kids sit the bench because they love the game? Or do you step in and advocate for them?
I think if it's free and it's through the school and that's fine and well, great. Let them ride whatever bench it is that they want to. But if you're paying for it, cut it. We got to cut it.
Well, 585-252-9800. I mean, obviously, Travel League, you have way more invested time, money. There's way more effort and energy. And not to mention, if you're playing travel, you had to try out for the league. Therefore, you have to be good enough to make the team. So if he's riding the bench, I understand the parents' frustration, but I'm telling you right now, there are some coaches, they're not having it.
Right.
So you can go and, you know, tell them and give them a piece of your mind, but there is a possibility it might make things worse. What would you guys do? By the way, I know you grew up playing tennis for school, but you never did like a travel
No.
League, right?
No. I don't even know if they have that. But I obviously played like soccer and things like that when I was younger. But it was definitely not like a huge deal when it came to me playing or not, because you were so young at the time. I think when you get older,
it was house league.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You just when you try get to older kill time.
And there's more stake in the game and there's money attached to it.
Big time.
It really makes a huge difference. And I feel like you shouldn't be wasting your time nor money, and let your child decide what they want to do on their own time on a free league.
Yeah. Well, there's a possibility that her son is just no good. Let's go right over to Dave. Good morning, guys. I've been there. My daughter sat the bench for half the season last year. I never said anything. As her father, I wanted to, because it's hard watching your kid get left out. But also, it's also hard to know when it's worth stepping in. Right. She wasn't in travel, so I didn't say anything. Good morning, guys. I coach a 14-under softball team, and this drives me nuts. We do give fair play time, but not every coach cares about development. Some just want wins for their own ego. It came in from Joe. I don't know. I doubt it's for their own ego. I mean, like I said, travel sports is a bigger deal than playing house league. It's competitive.
Right.
People invest money. So I get where this mom's frustration is coming from. But like I said, her son may just not be good. Someone's got to say it.
This person says, maybe ask the coach if there's anything he can work on at home to tighten up skills for more playing time. I think that's like an appropriate approach. It's
sure.
not like you're like attacking. It's not like you're like, you need to play my son right now. It's more so like, hey, what can we work on for him to improve?
Listen, I get that. And that's probably your best option is your delivery.
Right.
I've played travel many years. I mean, my father coached for like 30 something years, so I've seen and witnessed this happen where kids aren't getting a lot of playing time.
Right.
And my father was always confronted. Right. But he always handled it in a way. He's like, listen, here's a situation with your kid. Here's what they could be doing better.
Sure.
And a lot of times they either do it or they don't.
Right. And that's up to them to decide whether they want to improve their skills or not. I think it's when kids or parents are working with kids get frustrated when they are putting in the work off the field and it's still not clicking. And then that's when you have to face the hard reality of, hey, is this like actually for me or should I try something else?
Right. Hey, Moose and Breezy, Chrissy from Webster here. I've got the same problem as Rebecca. My son's on a travel soccer team. We've spent thousands during the season, but he barely gets any playing time, loves the game and works hard, but the coach just doesn't put him in. I'm about ready to say something too. Parents paying this much deserve better.
Well, that's not the reality from a coach weighing in. This person says, as a coach, I'm putting the best people on the field. The goal is to win. I have no problem with parents asking me what their child needs to work on, but if you're nagging me about playing time, you're hurting your kids' playing time even more. But I've also only coached high schoolers and up. So if we're talking a rec league, maybe this might be a little bit of a different situation.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what we were saying too. You depending on how you handle this, there are some coaches that are going to be like, yeah, okay, here's what you need to do. And some coaches are like, you just screwed yourself. Now he rides the bench the rest of the season. Mike says, yeah, sure, the mom is upset and we get that, but maybe her kid isn't that good. And I'm not trying to be mean, but sometimes you have to earn your spot, and that's life. It's sports. We don't get trophies just for paying the league the fee that's required to play.
You know, this happens with Patrice a lot because obviously she coaches softball, and she'll be like so annoyed that parents are.
That's right. Your girlfriend coaches.
Coming up to her, and she's like, we're in the middle of something right now. Like,
yeah, I understand.
We have time and place. Please.
I want to hear from one more coach weighing in who says parents get upset all the time. And I just tell them playing time comes with hard work. We are building a good team here. I explain clearly to them what the player needs to improve on to earn more minutes. And most of the time, they're not listening. So, yeah, your kid will continue to ride the bench. To the parents pacing on the sidelines while your wallets bleed, we want you to know that you're heard.
No, literally.
Yeah, because honestly, your child is either going to be the next big thing or just someone who's really, really good at tying their cleats.
Right.
So whether you speak up or not, just know you're not crazy for being frustrated. That also is understandable. Yeah. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. You got Moose and Breezy.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester. It's Moose and Breezy on
98
PXY.
I want to make your first.
All right, families in New York State, listen up, because there might be some aid, financial aid, coming your way. Just yesterday, the New York State Commissioner of Child and Family Services announced a significant new spending plan aimed to bolster services for children, families, and communities across New York State. Dr. Dima Harris Madden, Commissioner of State Office of Child and Family Services, unveiled the plan in Rochester, highlighting the state's commitment to protecting the most vulnerable of residents here in our area. The plan included $400 million to be increased in the state funding for children and services, family services, excuse me, and that would have a substantial investment for people who are on welfare or food stamps. Obviously, with everything happening in the world, a lot of those aids are being taken away from like a government standpoint, but here in New York State, they're just kind of ramping it up to offset what's happening in other places in our country. So I guess you can take comfort knowing like you're in New York and they have your back if you do get yourself in a bind and you do need to utilize these services. Because let's be honest, being a parent and having kids, I mean, one, let alone eight, is beyond expensive and it adds up quickly. So,
you know, as a single guy, I feel like I need to utilize these services.
No, fully.
It's tough in these streets, you guys. I don't have to tell you. You know, some of you got seven kids.
I know. It's crazy.
Thanks, Breeze. Coming up on the show, something happened at work yesterday that honestly, I don't know how to feel about it. It involves one of our coworkers in a dumpster. Not one of our coworkers in a dumpster, a coworker plus a dumpster.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that for now. Is this classy or trashy? We'll talk about it right after the break. PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Is this trashy or classy? Because what happened yesterday in the building has the entire staff, I don't know, I would say laughing out loud.
Literally told everyone.
I know, and he heard me doing it too, which got me in a lot of trouble. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So picture this. Yesterday morning, Scott Spisano strolls into work. And I'm watching him from the window, and he gets out of his vehicle, he opens the trunk, and he starts pulling out giant, hefty trash bags, the 42-gallon outdoor trash bags.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to see what he brought from home. What's in the bag? So I go into the lobby, try to be polite, I open the door for him so he can come in, and here he comes dragging these trash bags up the sidewalk. They look heavy, by the way. And I said, what are you doing? What's in the bags? And he says, I got to get rid of a couple things, and proceeds to walk past me to the dumpsters in the back of the building.
What?
This guy brought his trash from home to throw out at the radio station.
Unbelievable.
He goes, yeah, I miss trash day, and I have to make room for my daughter's birthday party this weekend. So he took all his trash from home, loaded it into his car, and then drove it into work to empty it out. Now, mind you, this man lives 25 minutes away. He passed a dozen dumpsters to get here.
I know, but that's public. That's not public dumping.
A handful of gas stations he was still adamant about throwing his garbage in the station dumpsters. In his defense, he says it's all going in the same place.
That is true.
Is bringing your household garbage to work, is it trashy? 585-252-9800. And I told him straight to his face yesterday. I said, Scott,
after you got caught,
I know
about him behind his back.
This was outside. I said, listen, you know, I love you, but this is pure trailer park trash behavior. He goes, let me tell you something. When you have to start paying for garbage removal, then you can come and talk to me.
I mean, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I said, so this is every Wednesday morning now, or you're just going to load your car with trash and drive it into work?
Well, in his defense, he's getting ready for they're having a huge party. They honestly almost hired me to come. So The party's going to be massive.
For what? His daughter's sixth birthday party.
She's six?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. She's her sixth birthday party.
Hello, PXY.
Good morning, guys. Carmen, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Carmen?
What up?
Classy or trashy?
Oh, classy. I did this for about a year and saved a significant amount of money on my garbage.
Wait, where were you dropping it off at?
I was at a job site for a year, and they had one of those big 900-gallon, you know, those big whatever the heck they are.
Yeah.
And I would just bring my home garbage there and just toss it every single day for a year.
Honestly?
Finally they stopped me. Not because they stopped me, but because they removed that dumpster. Otherwise, I'd still be doing it.
So you were basically, you were driving to the landfill. I mean,
essentially, yeah.
Well, how far out of the way was that?
It was on the way to work. I was working at a construction site.
Fair enough.
I don't
know. Honestly, I'm Team Scott, and I'm Team Carmen.
You know what?
You're always Team Carmen.
I know.
Yeah, that's why I love her.
So
the thing is, even when you have, like, your garbage day pickup and then your next day your dog does poopies.
Yes.
And you put it in a bag, you put it in the neighbor's garbage because their garbage hasn't been picked up yet.
We have had this debate many a time, and a lot of people have called us in the past and said that is illegal. You can't
do that.
Dump
dude.
Into somebody
There's
else's.
No way that's illegal.
It is. Listen,
I used to do it.
You wouldn't believe it. But I used to do it all the time, too. In California, when I was walking my roommate's dog, I used to take its little poopies and just throw them in the neighbor's trash can. And one guy came running out of his house one morning. I thought he was going to shoot me.
Oh.
Well, what you do is you lift the can up just enough to get the poopies inside. And nobody makes there's no noise when the lid closes.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Thank you so much, Carmen, for the call.
Yes.
Okay, you're Team Scott.
Whatever you do on your time is on your own. I'm honestly also Team Scott because, listen, there's nothing more infuriating than taking garbage out, whether that be you're going to the dump or the garbage truck is coming and you have more garbage that is accumulating 2 seconds later. Like, I hate that,
but
I hate it.
It's Scott's problem, though, because for as many years as I've known him, his head is in the clouds. And so I can see it's his fault why he's missing trash day. And also, how much do people pay for trash pickup? What is it, $35 a month or something? I don't know. I've never had to pay it. Mark says, honestly, can't hate on Scott. I think it's smart. Gas prices are insane. If you're already driving to work, bring the garbage with you. Let's go over to the phones. Hi, PXY. Who's this?
What up, Moose and Breezy? It's Matt.
Matt. What's up, buddy? Go ahead. You're live.
So trashy. And I love the fact he was talking about it on his show this morning. Even better.
I love it.
And here's a few thoughts. One, take your trash out the night before. Come on. You've been doing it for years, okay? Secondly, if you're going to do something so shameful, don't bring it to your place of work, even if you're the face of the place.
Do you think that he's the face of Odyssey?
No, I'm more of a you and Breezy fan, but I definitely wouldn't be the figurehead of Scott Pisano being known as the guy who brings my trash from home to the radio station.
Dude, he loaded up his trunk. He
spent
loaded
over
up.
30 years building a beautiful career, and he just kind of diminished it with this one trash drop-off.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And I also, too, I would have thought he had somebody bring his trash for him or, like, have somebody else do that. I wouldn't walk through the lobby and be like, hey, Moose, hey, Breezy, just dumping all my trash. I mean, at first it sounded like a dead body because he was like, oh, nothing. Nothing's in the bag.
No, he was a little
sketchy.
And
you're just like, what's in the bag?
Yeah.
What's in the bag?
He did tell me that I was the last person he wanted to see because he knew I would do exactly what I'm doing
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you.
Love you, man.
And I'll go over to one person says, hey, guys, our HR had sent out an email last summer because someone kept dumping their cat litter in the work dumpster every week. And it made the whole parking lot smell like death.
Ew.
Like, he's texting me right now. Spizzano's texting. He goes, are you guys talking about me right here in your show? Really? Yes, we are.
98PXY.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. BXY.
Shut it down. We gotta shut it down.
Woo.
We so appreciate the messages over the last couple of years that we've been getting from you guys for There I Said It.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know this is a safe space.
Kind of.
And it's okay to take the gloves off and get a little controversial and personal during this segment.
Sure.
For example, Jamie is here and says, I signed up for a pole fitness class with my friend, and it was literally just stripping. I'm sorry, but calling it core strength training doesn't make it less slutty. People are in denial. There, I said it. This is what we're talking about right here. This is what we need.
I have also done that. I have also taken a pole dancing class in
Did you really?
Asheville.
Oh, that's right, for the Bachelorette.
Yeah, it was crazy. And the girl who was teaching was in like 20-inch stilettos. And I was like, how do I do that?
It really does take a ton of core strength. Chastity over at, I think it's The Barrel. This woman is athletic.
You knowing her by first name is crazy.
Oh, that's my girl. All right, let's go over to, Annie. What's up, Moose and Breezy? I love going to weddings, but you renting a taco truck and setting up lawn chairs in your backyard does not make it low-key rustic. It makes you cheap, and that's okay. There, I said it.
Just own it. Own
Come
it.
Come on now.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious. This person says, tipping for a pickup order is beyond ridiculous. Asking for a tip is rude. There, I said it. That's from Timbo.
Yeah, Timbo, listen, I'm going to agree 100% on with you every day, all day, but it doesn't make it any easier. When you go up to the counter and there's a line and everyone's watching you, you're forced to tip.
Yeah.
That's how I get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like, fine, I'll tip 100%.
This happened to us last night at the Cheesecake Factory.
You went to Cheesecake Factory last night?
For dinner.
What? When's the last time? Oh, I love that place.
I know. It's great. So we were ordering cheesecake, obviously, to go, and Patrice went to hit 20%, but she hit $20.
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole thing.
I get it. I know. I've done that.
And she was like, you know what? At this point.
Remember the the last month, the $50 tip I left for the barista?
Yeah, that was tough.
It was supposed to be 50 cents. Then I didn't want to sound cheap, so it was like I was trying to tip you five. I don't know who Bev is. This looks like a first-time texter, but let's get sentimental for a second. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Can we take some time to say thank you to all the baristas who have to deal with people's crap first thing in the morning? Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. We love you and we're grateful. There, I said it. Yeah, Bev, that was beautiful.
We're so grateful.
I do know that the baristas listening this morning do appreciate it. Some of you who choose to be rude to some of these people are in for a rude awakening yourself when you find a couple of floaters in your coffee. Let's go over to Chelsea.
Floaters of what?
Chelsea says, good morning. My neighbor made an Instagram account for her baby before it could even hold its head up. So it's so beyond weird. Some people should not be allowed to reproduce.
Ugh.
You got to end it with, there, I said it.
There, I said it. There, I said it.
Well, for what? Why?
I mean,
that baby knows nobody. Nobody knows that baby. You're not going to get any. You're not going to get any followers.
Be a normal person. There's either the person who puts a weird pineapple emoji over their kid's face, or the person that has an Instagram for their baby before they even leave the hospital. Like, just fall somewhere in between. We don't need to be doing all of this. It's really not that serious.
Is it? By the way, I saw this, I think it was a couple months back. I forgot to bring it up on the show. When speaking of pineapples, I was driving by a house and there was a pineapple on the porch.
Yeah.
Does that signify that they're swingers?
You knocked on the door.
They're what?
Yeah, they're definitely swingers. I was going to say you knocked on the door to see if you could be their third.
No, I had no idea what they look like. But I'm just asking, I want to confirm that people still do that, right?
Yeah, 100.
That's the first pineapple I've ever seen.
Yeah, again, shocked you didn't go knock on the door.
Well, like, it wasn't.
What are you guys doing? I saw that there's something in your lawn.
I was in Greece, and it wasn't... I don't want to judge. It wasn't the nicest house. I wasn't knocking on their door.
But it was upside down?
No, I was just laying on the porch, sideways.
Oh, I thought it was upside down. I don't know. Maybe it's just pineapple in general, but yeah, I mean, swingers be swinging. You know, that's what I always say. Swingers be swinging.
Sure.
This person says karaoke is annoying and absolutely horrible and should not be allowed in public. There, I said it.
I like a good karaoke night.
I mean, there's a karaoke bar in Fairport that's obviously very popular. And everybody loves it. But I also would agree you have to be absolutely obliterated to do it. Let's see here. This person says, stop using the trend socks with sandals to be cute and quirky. It's not. You just look homeless. There, I said it. Okay, the correct term is houseless. But
we did have someone message in the show yesterday and said, if you are still wearing socks and sandals, you're not getting laid. Rob says, going live on Facebook to say you're taking a break from social media is the most pathetic attention grab I've seen all week. Just log off and take a hike. There, I said it.
Yeah. Speaking of attention, mine for today is this. I think that there is a very fine line of people, and I am so sick of people not just like owning themselves and their actions and their thoughts and feelings. If you like attention, that's fine. I love attention. Clearly, look at my job. But like, be upfront and honest about that. Don't pretend like you don't like attention and you act super weird when you get attention, when in reality, all you want is attention.
Who are you talking? Who are you talking about?
That's really none of your business.
Oh, got it.
But I'm just like, be forthcoming and upfront with who you are. Show your cards. There, I said it. Show your cards.
This is not a hot take, but more of an experiment from last night. I put Miracle Whip on eggs, and I got to tell you guys, it blew my socks off. It is the best condiment I've ever used on eggs. I don't know why. It just made sense last night.
Like scrambled?
Yeah, just a dollop of Miracle Whip. You guys got to try.
Who has Miracle Whip just like sitting in their fridge?
Most people who live in this country.
No.
Let's go over to Lydia, who says, hot take, but I'm going to say it anyways. Anyone who's still living at home over the age of 30 and using the excuse, I'm saving money for a house, is a liar. Just admit you're lazy. There, I said it. Wow, Lydia, that's not true.
Oh, my God.
People are saving money for homes, and they are expensive.
And they're not going to be able to move out until they're probably 55.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Alex Warren on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, Breezy, and letting you know that new information has emerged about the Crescent Beach restaurant in Greece.
Yay.
Which has been abandoned for quite some time. In court documents revealed that the restaurant received a letter of intent from potential buyer in April. But, you know, we talked about this earlier this morning. Are we not all in agreement that this place is absolutely cursed? It's been abandoned since 2013. I mean, you've had multiple buyers come to the table promising to make it this glamorous waterfront property, because at one point in time it was.
Right.
Beautiful weddings, get-togethers, whatever they were doing there. Drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
When it was finally time, I mean, I just think it's time to finally, like, burn it down and restart. You know what I mean? The place is cursed.
Burn it. Shut it down.
Locals have speculated that Wegman Companies, Inc. might be interested in purchasing the restaurant. Jay Wegman, vice president of operations, said there's been little to no progression, but declined to provide further details. So yeah. That tells us nothing.
What's going on with our friend Catherine Mott?
Well, the restaurant's previous owner, Catherine, who's been a naughty, naughty girl, Catherine Mott, former co-op, forfeited it to the U.S. government last December after pleading guilty to money laundering.
Yes, of course. And when is her hearing?
Well, it was supposed to be in May, but then they pushed it back to the first week of August.
So in 2 weeks.
Greece town leaders confirmed there is a deal on the table, but did not disclose details about the potential buyer. And, you know, the cat's probably out of the bag by now, but Breezy and I are purchasing Crescent Beach.
Yeah, guys, let's get it. Yeah.
Well, what do you want to, what are we doing with it?
We'll just make it our little spot. You know, we'll just vibe. We'll just vibe. We'll just make it our little spot. We can do the show live from there. Maybe, potentially. Not sure.
So there you have it. Coming up on the show, everybody is typically, when starting a new journey, a little nervous in the beginning.
I think just to start in general, because when you start something, I mean, if you're like most people with ambition, you're going to finish it, right?
Most people.
Most of the time. And I want to start something new that will be a bit of a time commitment. So I'm kind of just going back and forth of like, am I willing to put in the time and how badly do I want this?
Sure.
And is it even special anymore considering the fact that I have done it before? We'll fill you in on what it is and see how we can combat this fear together coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
So important to stab this way.
You got
to
do it.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Thursday, you guys. 82 for the high today, and the sun is shining.
Yes, it is.
Nervous to start a new journey. I can see why that would be the case.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we all have goals. We all have dreams and aspirations. The only thing standing in the way of our own goals and dreams is ourselves.
It's ourselves.
It's ourselves. I mean, at the end of the day, you need to be the one to commit. You need to be the one to put your best foot forward, and you need to be the one to follow through.
I used to get so mad at a girl I was dating. Remember the therapist we talked about on the show this week?
Yeah.
She was like, you're constantly in your own way. You need to get out of the way. And I couldn't figure out what she meant by that. I get so mad because I'm like, oh, how do you do that? What do you mean? Break it down. You'll figure it out. You'll see. I'm like, you're a therapist. Aren't you supposed to help people? What's with the riddles?
Yeah.
So anyways, but eventually I got out of my own way. And look at me. I'm flourishing.
You're thriving. You truly couldn't be better. And I think that's kind of what I'm grappling with right now in the sense of yesterday on the show, we talked about how you get into these funks and these moods and these situations and spaces in your life where you're like, why am I like not happier? Why am I not thriving under the circumstances of which I'm in, given the fact that I have this going right and this going right and blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people resonated with that chat that we had yesterday about that.
You were pretty vulnerable and it was relatable because so many people, they could have everything but still be in a funk.
Right. And I think when I am like feeling that way, aka how I'm feeling right now, I need like a greater purpose. And obviously, like, we all have purposes in our lives daily. Like, my job is a purpose, and my girlfriend is a purpose, and my family, and, you know, my workouts, and that's all fine and well. But the problem with those is they become so routine and mundane that you lose sight of them being your purpose. So in order to get out of something like this, normally, typically, I have to have a goal towards something completely out of the wheelhouse, completely out of left field, something to just shake things up and
something that's difficult to obtain.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time and some effort.
Do you have that thing in mind?
I do. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And I think I'm just kind of here this morning to talk through it and maybe just use our platform to hold myself accountable, maybe? Because once I say it in here, there's no going back.
That's not true. I've said many things in here that haven't met.
Yeah, that's you. But we're very different in that sense. When I say I'm doing dry January, I'm doing dry January, damn it.
Guys, I have news. I'm learning to rollerblade.
Yeah, there's two types of people in this world. You could be Moose, who says something and is like, I'm doing this wholeheartedly and never follows through. And maybe that's what your ex was talking about.
No.
Or you can be like me and set a goal and absolutely crush that goal. So I have been thinking I want to run a half marathon.
Really?
And I have done this before. I've ran a half marathon before. One other one in 2022. Fall of 2022.
This is a half marathon's what, 13.1 miles?
Correct.
Something like that? That's intense. Yeah. The most I've ever come close to running is a 5K. How do you even train for that?
So, and the reason I'm so intrigued by doing it is because of kind of the training. And obviously, we talked about it in May, how I ran the 10K for Lilac. And I didn't train for it because I literally didn't have time. And I did it and I crushed it. And it was like, I definitely PR'd during it. So when I trained for it the first time, there's a couple things to take into account. I trained for it from Memorial Day till it was first weekend in October. So I had a bit. I was also 80 pounds heavier. So like, I'm so curious to see how I will do and what my training will look like now that I am in better shape. Because I mean, I can't believe I did it back then. And I'm more than capable of doing it now.
You are, but the most important thing about this, you have to remember is that you need a buddy. You need someone to support you. So I will run.
No, I'm so good.
I didn't finish.
I don't want to do it.
Let me finish.
Continue.
I'm just saying you need somebody to help you. You know, lift you up when you're down. You need somebody to help with the motivation. Like, come on, let's go put those sneakers on. Or, well, I don't know what you run in, sandals, whatever you're doing. And like, let's get out there. Let's go, 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 go.
So there's an app and you can send voice messages in the marathon app. There's an app.
And that app will help motivate you.
So like, it was really cool. The last time I did it, like people can send, hey, I'm sending a voice message at mile 5 when they reach mile 5. I'm sending a voice message when they reach mile 10. Keep going. You got this. You're crushing it.
So do you think that you'd probably rather use the app than
me? I don't want you anywhere near and around the race at all. Nowhere in the vicinity because it is, again, you didn't even let me finish. It's in Corning. So
it's very flat out
there. Unless you're driving 2 hours, that's why I'm doing it. What do you mean? It's the flattest race we have in New York State. That's why I'm doing that one. That's the one I already did, and I want to do it again.
I think you're going to do great. And remember, Breeze, the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the glory.
Is it even big, though, that I already did it?
No, I mean, hey, you haven't done it in a long time, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is true.
And you're doing this to help you get out of your funk because you've been in it for, I don't know, a couple weeks now. It's kind of annoying. But
try living in it.
But I think this is something that you can definitely work towards.
Mm-hmm. And build off of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then I guess I'm going to do it.
I'm just a little insulted. You'd rather use the app than have me. You know, I thought you'd be like, hey, do you use this something you want to do with me? I was like, yeah, I'd do it with you. But
yeah, I want to keep you at like multiple cities of lengths away.
That makes sense.
That's great. Yeah.
You sound like my mom.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us. I'm going to talk about this because my buddy is out of town. He is hiding something from his spouse.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Not you ruining marriages single-handedly this morning on PXY Mornings.
No, I think this should be okay. Uh-oh. So he has a finished basement, and sometimes he'll get away from his wife and kids down there, put out a movie, take a nap, what have you.
Love.
A few weeks ago, He went down there, turned on the TV because he was trying to set it on Netflix and he wanted to watch a movie, right?
Okay.
But the app, for whatever reason, was not loading. And he was tired and, according to him, cranky. So he threw the remote at the TV and shattered the screen. No one was home when this happened. And he knew his wife would be pissed. So he gets rid of the TV, runs to Best Buy, pays cash so there's no paper trail.
Oh, my God.
And then, luckily, yes, the TV was on sale. But it's not the same TV. And his kids and wife typically use the TV, but they haven't noticed yet that it's brand new. And it's been a couple of weeks.
Interesting.
Now, when it comes to hiding things from your spouse, I get this is minor compared to the guys out there hiding, you know,
their secret family.
Entire second families.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, has anyone ever done something similar to this? Like, what's something you hid from your spouse and did they ever find out? Now, you, for example, just moved in with your girlfriend, I'd say about 5-6 months ago, something like that,
mm-hmm.
if that. And you're very, very invested into decorating and getting rid of crap that you got to make room for the new.
For sure.
Have you thrown anything out or taken anything and donated it that she hasn't noticed yet? There's got to be something.
I don't remember. You know, I've definitely taken things and tried to put them in the dumpster, and I've been caught halfway through.
The dumpster at work or at home?
No, at home. Not Scott Pisano. And she's like, what do you do? We can't throw that away. That's our roommates. That's my brother's. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, we're going to do it anyways.
There's 45 holes in it and 39 stains. So yeah. I just figured it was trash.
Sure.
You know, not really. I feel like I've gotten into these situations before, but I would do the same thing your friend has done. Just replace it right away. If it's something that like I broke or I messed up, I would feel like so much anxiety that I'd have to just replace it right away. Well, I mean, I guess the biggest example of this is when I used my girlfriend's gym membership.
That's right.
And then I got into that pickle.
Oh, that's right.
Made me take the photo. That was kind of.
It turned into a huge mess.
Yeah,
hey, Moose, are we going to discuss your buddy's bad temper or not really?
No, literally, anger management would be so helpful to this man.
I'm not arguing that he has a little rage in him from time to time, especially when he's angry. But we've all been there, right? Oh, by the way, this reminds me. Quick story. You've been hangry. Shut up.
No, I've definitely been hangry. I don't know if I'm like destructing and like dismantling property because I like need a mozzarella stick, but like do what you gotta do.
No, listen, this reminds me. A few years back, my girlfriend's best friend, okay, meets a guy on Bumble. They started talking and it's casual, but of course he's on his best behavior because it's right in the beginning.
Right.
They go on one date and she's like, oh my God, I love him. I'm like, okay, it's been one date. Calm down.
Relax.
So I said, let me see a pic. Total gym rat. The guy looked like the Hulk. Okay. So I said, you're into this? I said, whatever. Where's his neck? So he invited her over to his house and they're sitting there and she's asking him hundreds of questions because she likes to talk.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, for whatever reason, was not having it. He flipped the coffee table over. He just went into this rage. She leaves immediately. He wrote her the next morning and said, I'm sorry if I scared you. I was angry.
Oh my God.
I'm like, did you call the police?
Your emotions are dysregulated, clearly.
I'm like, well.
Flipping a coffee. Did the glass shatter or was it like a wooden table?
I don't know. I mean, if there was a glass, that's a problem.
Drama.
I said, I'm assuming it was from the steroids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's definitely roided out.
Let's go over to Carl. Hey guys, my gramps bought my grandma a new car. Didn't tell her. Took her out to the driveway to see if she noticed, and she said, oh, Kenny, you got me new tires. In my grandma's defense, she was on the decline and probably shouldn't have been driving. Probably.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have been driving. Hey, guys, I had a friend photoshopped out of a wedding photo because my wife hates her. Never told her.
Oh.
Oh, she would probably appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that's like you're doing her a favor at that point. But unless, like, he lied and said she wasn't going to be there, that could also be.
I also broke a wine glass from our wedding set and replaced it with a similar one from Home Goods. Close enough. Still waiting to get caught. Now
so I went to Goodwill and I just got a used one.
You can find a lot of good vintage stuff and brand new at Goodwill.
Yeah. I love Goodwill. I really do. It's I think that some things are left unspoken. Obviously, hiding things from your partner is never like the answer, but a little white lie here and there.
We did it as kids. Yeah. I broke this little, I don't remember what it was, but it was a ceramic, I think, elephant that my mom had in the living room. And that's where we would always play. And I shattered this thing. Before she got home from work, what do you think we did? Took the super glue, tried to piece it back together. And we were so nervous. A couple days go by. My mom brings it into the kitchen and goes, what is this? I was like, oh, Christopher did it. It wasn't me. And she goes, thank God. This thing was hideous. It was a gift. I didn't want it.
Never mind. I did it.
It's like, oh, thank God.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
No. One of us is not getting married. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Could you imagine if you just came out and you're like, guys, I'm engaged. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, I proposed. Yeah. I did it already.
God.
You guys are going to love him. His name's Pete.
I'm like, I did meet him that one time at Doctor's Inn. Yeah, we're in the thick of wedding season.
We've talked about this too. This is a total game changer because there are some brides that turn into total bridezillas because it's the people that they're surrounded with that bring it out of them.
I know. It's crazy. And with wedding season being, like I said, in the thick of it, engagement season is happening right now too. I see so many people on my Instagram getting engaged. I'm like, pop all the way off. We got a message from our girl Brittany, and she's opinionated, and she has something to say to all the 2025, well, I guess it's a little late for 2025, 2026, 2027 brides.
Okay, all right.
When it comes to planning your wedding.
Let it rip.
She said, I wanted to share a little note where all my 2025, 2026 brides, I know you guys do a ton of wedding content on your show, and I wanted to put my two cents in. I got married 3 years ago in 2022, and I had 8 bridesmaids. I'm not going to lie, I fell victim to the guilt and the pressure of having my day be aesthetically pleasing with all the Pinterest boards, and I must say, it truly is my biggest regret. I am so anti-bridesmaids because I only talk to and am still friends with like 2 of the girls that were standing beside me on my wedding day on the most important and special day of my life. And it hurts my heart to look back on my wedding photos only to see these strangers standing next to me. Hmm. My piece of advice, you ask, ditch the bridesmaids and save yourself the heartache and quite honestly, the headache. It's not worth it. And I know we're in the thick of wedding season and engagement season, so it's just something I want all of my brides and girlies to think about while planning their wedding. Your bridesmaids aren't important. If anything, they're the least important part of your wedding.
Wow, hot take. This is so interesting because a couple of weekends ago, the whole family was at my parents' house, mm-hmm. and on the wall is all the wedding photos from my brother's weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at them, and I looked over my brother. And there's a picture of all the groomsmen standing up with him. I'm like, aside from me and your older brother,
yeah.
who else do you talk to?
Right.
Do you talk to any of these guys in the yeah. photo? Not really. I'm like, that's sad. They were part of the biggest day of your life.
I know.
And now you don't even talk to them.
I know. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm with Brittany. I am with Brittany through and through. And I have talked to so many of my close friends that have gotten married, you know, earlier in life, early to mid 20s or recently. And like life is ever changing. And that's OK. Like we've talked about it all the time. People come in and out of your life. But to like have them as like a stamp and a reminder on your most special and important day. I don't know. It kind of gives me a little bit of a weird feeling about it.
Times have changed because our parents, anyone that stood up in their wedding with them, they're still best friends with them.
Not with my mom.
Really?
No. Mm-mm.
She doesn't talk to the girl.
Because I like obviously went through like a ton of her wedding photos when I was planning her 60th. And I was like, who are these people? She's like, oh, yeah.
It's in the past.
I know.
But I feel like it's even more so now with our generation.
Yeah.
Because people are so quick to flip the script on their friends and be like, yeah, you know, you lose touch and some people just don't bother to get back in touch. So it's like, well, if you're not going to reach out, I'm not going to either. Peace out.
Right. That's why, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of people that look back on that day and that's a big regret of theirs because they aren't going to. And listen,
you don't
keep in touch with everyone. Life gets busy 100%. But if you're genuinely like not friends with that person and you don't talk to them anymore, they're like.
But it's not even about that. The reason why you shouldn't have bridesmaids to begin with is because it's going to cause a ton of chaos. You have too many friends. And the minute you say, I'm sorry you didn't make the cut, that's it.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole nother story itself.
Yeah, I mean, this we know.
For sure. But I just think for the memory aspect of it and making sure that the wedding is the wedding that you want, right? And you're not falling to societal pressures of a Pinterest board or what you should be doing or how many people you should have. Or I see this all the time too. Like people getting married are like, well, he had like 10 groomsmen, so I had to like add.
My cousin, 12 on her side, 12 on the groom side. 24 people.
Nightmare.
And we all have to sit there waiting to eat so they can come out and do a stupid dance. Can we get this over with?
Nightmare.
All right, yeah, Brittany, you make a good point. I'm not going
to
lie.
She does. She does. And, you know, for all of our brides, it's not too late to just put the kibbutz to it. I mean, really think about it. Because at the end of the day, your wedding is about you and your partner. Like, it's not really about your bridesmaids. It's not about your groomsmen. It's not about any of the guests there, if I'm being honest. Like, it's about you guys. So make sure you're making the right choice for you. And just take what she says with a grain of salt.
Amen. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. We'll be right back.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Julie from Fairport just got really vulnerable with us this morning. And, you know, I'm not going to try and take sides on this one, but shame on her mother-in-law.
Uh-oh.
It's really sad.
What's happening with her mother-in-law?
Julie writes, guys, would you be so kind to air a message for me? I've been married to my husband for a year now. And the issue is that my mother-in-law is still hanging out with his ex, like they're besties. They do girl lunches, shopping trips, happy hours. And it's gotten so bad that sometimes I find out after the fact that the ex was there. And I've talked to my husband about it more than once. And all he says is they're just friends. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry that pretty face off.
Don't you worry about it.
I'm not trying to spill all my dirty laundry on the radio, but his mom doesn't even know the real reason they broke up. His ex cheated on him. My husband never told her. And because of that, I'm pretty sure his mom, low-key, thinks I'm the homewrecker who came in and broke them up. And I've tried to play it cool, but I'm starting to feel completely disrespected. And I feel like a side character in my own marriage. I am so close to telling his mom everything just to make it stop. But my husband is adamantly against that.
Yeah.
Anyone know how I would get my mother-in-law to cut the cord with this ex without getting full psycho and blowing up the secret my husband is too embarrassed to admit for whatever reason?
It's also just so weird that he's not saying anything. Either way.
You know he's embarrassed, but right. It's your mom.
Right.
What are your suggestions on this? I 100% don't understand why the husband is keeping this a secret from his mom. Why does she not know that the reason her son and ex are no longer together is because his past girlfriend cheated on him?
Also, it's crazy because, like, I don't know the timeline of what's happening, but I don't even know if she were to reveal it now, if it would matter, since they are so deep in their relationship.
They're invested.
You know what I mean?
If a woman cheated on you, I'm telling you right now, and my mom was casually doing girl lunches and spa treatments, I would raise some hell. You're telling me your husband is just chill about this? Like, baby, they're friends.
But guys are like also like super weird.
Guys, you know, just don't just want like any don't drama in their life. That's why. Anything. So they're like, hey, just keep your head down and shut up about it.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. Let me get to some phone calls. PXY, hello.
You guys are, this is crazy. You guys are so freaking insecure. You know, Are you just kidding me right now?
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Good morning.
Listen. You know, so what if a mother-in-law likes the ex? Really? You know, how is
come
that
on.
A crime?
You see nothing wrong with that. You're causing a wedge in between the relationship.
Come on. Listen, let me tell you something. I got three daughters, okay?
Listen,
my youngest daughter's going through a divorce for obvious reasons, okay? I can't talk about it.
Legally, yeah.
But and the guy's a total deadbeat, okay? He's dead to me, all right? However, let me tell you something. My oldest daughter is dating a guy who I freaking love. I love this guy, okay?
She is dating him?
Well, she was dating him. She was dating. Listen, I tell her every day how stupid she is for leaving, you know, and two of us still talk all the time on Facebook. He's such a gentleman. He's such a great guy.
Teresa, Teresa,
let me tell you something.
Teresa, listen, mind your own business.
No,
okay.
Listen, you guys should learn something from this guy, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
For sure. If this girl, Julie, is threatened, you know, maybe she's not that secure in her marriage, right? Okay? Don't punish the mother-in-law for having friends.
You are out of your mind. Teresa, how do you see nothing wrong with this?
That's right. Listen, these kids today are clueless, okay? So basically, this woman's mother-in-law found people she can hang with, you know, and connect with during her retirement. And she's jealous over that?
It's just first of all, you finding friends and friendship in your son or daughter's ex-lover is weird. Like, bringing them around, talking about them.
Come on, what
is
the big deal?
It is a big deal.
Julie's chick is worried about, she's worried about a couple happy hours. Oh, my God. Don't make me laugh. This is crazy.
Teresa, put yourself in her shoes. What if your husband's ex was constantly coming around hanging out with your mother-in-law? You would have no problem with that? You would feel a certain way about
it. More power to him. More power to him.
You are in such denial right now.
And you're also in the minority.
Listen, it sounds like Julie's got some insecurity issues, okay? You know, my oldest daughter's ex is beautiful. If that person is a great person, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
All the time at Wedge Windsor at his job. The guy is freaking beautiful. You
time
guys
out. Teresa,
don't get it.
What do you mean you run into him all the time at his job?
You know, don't even worry about it. The guy is freaking beautiful.
Not you stalking him and wanting to date him.
Oh, my God,
oh,
Teresa.
Please. You two need to just stop enabling people on the radio. You're ridiculous. You know,
enabling?
I love you, Teresa. Wow. I got to let you go. First of all, I don't even know. You're retired. Thanks for being up early and listening to the show. But, my God, it's early.
Always up early.
Always have something
to
say.
Listen, I got to go have my coffee, okay?
Oh, yeah. You haven't done that already.
Too much for me.
Bye, Teresa.
Let me go have that.
Okay, this is too much. You guys.
She is out of her mind.
First of all, Julie, listen. If you are listening to this right now, do not listen to Teresa. I beg of you.
No.
Tell your mother-in-law and tell your husband to snap out of it, because this is weird.
It's weird. It's very weird.
Who's here? Hey, guys. I'm sorry. This is insane. Julie's husband has no spine. He's spineless. He's spineless for letting his mom keep hanging out with this woman. And if he's not going to speak up, then yeah, she has every right to.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll leave it with Lindsay. Lindsay said, Teresa needs medication. There, I said it.
The scary part is she's on it.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.